Rape has long been a weapon of war, but sexual violence is rarely documented until after the conflict is over. Well, now there's a new path.
I'm Lauren Wolf, and I'm the director of the Women's Media Center's Women Under Siege project, and we are live tracking how sexualized violence is being used in Syria.
Live tracking. That means the Women Under Siege website keeps an up-to-date tally. The incidents of sexual violence are represented by dots on a map. The larger the dot, the more reports of rape. What's truly new here is the data, information collected through crowdsourcing, reports on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube from inside the country. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports from New York, that data is then analyzed by public health researchers at Columbia University.
This is the testimony of a rape victim in Syria. She posted online.
And what is her story?
She came home and was attacked by five Syrian soldiers while her son was forced to watch.
Jackie Blackman-Forche, a graduate student, transcribes these accounts with a team of Arabic translators.
This, for example, is a soldier, a former soldier, saying that he raped women in custody. He received orders from the army general to rape women, and he did so along with three other men. This happened at a university in Aleppo.
It's all part of the detailed research for the Women Under Siege project.
At this point, I've watched anything that has to do with rape in Syria that's on YouTube I've seen.
Every report is coded by perpetrator, by date, and mapped by location.
Our team, Jackie, and the translators who remain anonymous, they're really engaged in the heartbreaking work of engaging with this incredibly traumatic material.
That's Karistin Conan, an associate professor of epidemiology at Columbia. She joined the project to add rigorous academic standards, but even so, she's challenging traditional public health research methods.
Yes. Yes. So we are pushing boundaries.
Pushing boundaries? Because her team uses crowdsourcing to document a crisis happening now, rather than waiting to interview the victims.
Because waiting until after a conflict is over to collect this data has all kinds of problems, including the fact that we know many of the victims will be dead and never have the opportunity to speak.
And so this is the first conflict that this data has been collected in real time?
To my knowledge, yes.
There's another member of the team who plays an important role. John Page, a self-described numbers cruncher, works for a high-tech company in Virginia. He volunteers his expertise for Women Under Siege.
Hey, John, it's Karistin. Jackie's here, too.
They talk over Page's most recent findings.
We've been trying to slice this a few ways, just in terms of potential targeting of women and how it might vary by area and by cause.
Page also analyzes data for a website called Syria Tracker that documents deaths in Syria.
A death rate for women of 38%.
Wow, okay.
It's a signal to check the database to see if there's a correlation. Conan has already drawn some conclusions that sexual violence is widespread in Syria and the victims are not only women.
We also see a significant proportion of male reports of sexualized violence, and we also see that a higher proportion are involved multiple attackers, suggesting that the sexualized violence is going along with other atrocities in Syria.
In the refugee camps across Syria's borders, the harrowing accounts of women and girls echo these findings. The majority cite sexual violence as the reason for fleeing the country. But even so, an accurate accounting is still not possible. The social stigma for acknowledging rape is still too great in this conservative culture.
I'm Lucas Dixon, a research fellow at the University of Edinburgh.
Dixon, who studies social media, says getting data through crowdsourcing is still controversial. How to verify sources, how to ensure a representative sample. But still, there's value in the data.
This is what's really new in terms of the story that can be told by crowdsourcing. It can give you the overview picture, it can connect the dots, it can then inform you in ways that weren't possible before.
Projects like Women Under Siege are breaking new ground, he says, challenging what we can know and how quickly we can know it. Deborah Amos, NPR News, New York.